The council approved three separate proposals to help ease the burden for residents and business owners struggling with financial issues because of COVID-19. Their first proposal is aimed at hotels and lodging partners. For those businesses, the city will waive transient room taxes due for the quarter ending March 31st for all short-term lodging entities in the city limits. The TRT, transient room tax, is a 10% city tax that is collected in addition to the room rate for short-term guests who stay for less than 30 days. Businesses must still complete and submit the usual room tax form minus the collected funds by April 10th. Business owners must submit forms in order to take advantage of the program, and it does not apply to businesses with outstanding room taxes owed. The city will issue refunds to businesses that have already paid the room tax. The program is a one-time relief package. For businesses other than lodging, the city is offering emergency grant funding for eligible small businesses and nonprofits in the tourism economy who have suffered economic harm due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Grants up to $4,000 each are available. Grants must be used to keep employees on payroll, pay for sick leave, or pay business obligations, including debts, rent, and mortgage payments. Grants may also be used to develop websites and add online shopping and updated point-of-sale capabilities. Eligible applicants include, but are not limited to, restaurants, shops, galleries, cafes, and entertainment establishments that have been operating for a full year as of April 1st. The city also okayed a one-time $50 credit on water bills to all residential and commercial customers for the April billing cycle. Mark Winstanley is Seaside City Manager.
And what we finally just figured was that maybe the most equitable way and the way we could have the biggest impact on everybody is to simply put a $50 credit on everybody's water bill that we're going to be shipping out this April. And for those people that are lower income people, maybe retired people, maybe on fixed incomes, those people that traditionally maybe only have a water bill that is for $120 or so, a $50 credit is going to be very helpful to them.
The water credit affects approximately 3,500 customers. Winstanley said the assistance programs the city approved are costly but needed.
You're looking now at a package that approaches $1 million. I think that is a very generous package that you've been able, if you do this, that you'll be able to put together in total to our community. And I think we've done everything we can to try to reach out and hit every sector of your community and try to provide help to everyone.
The council voted unanimously to approve all three proposals.